Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It is exactly 8:17 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, and time for us to get right into this really insightful conversation, which obviously is going to give you a little bit of a snippet as to what you can expect at the IMC conference. Now, I had a conversation with Zaid Abrahams. He's a Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer at Tiger Brands. And man, listen, if you're in the marketing space, this is definitely a conversation for you, and there's a lot that you can take away from it. So have a listen.
Okay, very, very good afternoon to you. Hope and pray that you're having a lovely day. My name is Shaquan, and I am having the pleasure of having a conversation, insightful conversation, by the way, with a man that knows about everything pertaining to marketing. What an exciting time, man. I'm joined by Zaid Abrahams, and he's the Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer at Tiger Brands. Zaid, are you good today?
I'm great. Thanks, Shaquan, and pleasure to meet you, and hello to your listeners.
So jumping right into it, Zaid, can you just quickly tell us what is that one thing every morning when you get up, even when you don't feel like doing life, that one thing that keeps you going and just keeps you just feeling excited about your job?
I think the biggest thing is unlocking the magic from the teams and how we can better connect with consumers, wherever they may be, whichever brand they interact with. That really excites me. At Tiger Brands, we've got a purpose of nourishing and nurturing more lives every day. That excites me as well. And really just pushing the envelope in terms of, we've got a lot of heritage brands. How do we keep them refreshed, relevant, you know, in these tough economic times, as well as, you know, maintain them into for future generations to enjoy?
Yeah, absolutely. So do you remember your first job? Do you remember your first salary? Do you remember the first thing that you bought?
I'll tell you what, one of my first jobs as a teenager, right? You know, when you hustle as a teenager for pocket money and that. One of my first things was actually selling Coca-Cola at a flea market in Durban, where I grew up. And later in my life, I headed up marketing for the Coca-Cola company over the World Cup period. So, you know, I always say to individuals in teams, never, ever doubt any experience that you have in your life. You know, they all add value at some point or another.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you have been in this space for around about 25 years, right? So that's still very young, still thriving, and a long way to go. So you know what, Zaid? I actually maybe should have given you this disclaimer just before we got started with the conversation. So there's always these little quirky questions that I always ask my guests. If you had to tell us right now, what color makes you happy? What color comes to mind?
Makes me happy is yellow. My favorite color happens to be blue, by the way.
I'm wearing blue today.
I love it.
Okay, so blue and yellow.
Yeah, yellow is sunshine. It's life, you know. I just love that as a color for my happiness, joy. Let's call it that.
Joy. Okay. New beginnings as well. Maybe you could put it in there somewhere. So in, like in terms of strategy, for example, are you seeing very definite trends in the market field right now?
Look, we've got a generational shift going on all around the world, right? Every country is going through a generational shift. We in this beautiful continent called Africa, we've got a younger population than most continents. And that does change work dynamics. It changes, like, what does a heritage brand even mean? You know, yes, it may resonate with older consumers, but how do we make it really magic and, you know, create a legacy for the younger consumers? Younger consumers shop differently, think differently, use technology differently. Everything is different. But at the same time, there's some underlying human values and human truths. And I really believe in those things transcend age, gender, race, geography. When you look at consumers that are, you know, at a bigger picture level, that's one thing. I think obviously there's technology, which has not just how people engage with each other and society and the world, but also what does that mean for our industry going forward? And I don't believe there's ever a replacement for humans, but there is complementary things that we need to open our minds to all the time.
Yeah. That's the only way we can learn and evolve and keep up with the times, as the young ones say.
Good for Day, your home on 91.3.
And maybe to every listener who's listening right now, I really hope that you're taking enough notes and really taking down what Zaid is sharing with us today. Okay, we need to thrive for more. This is my field of work, so I'm so excited about this, actually. So I have definitely taken a little bit of your time. So two more questions and then I can allow, okay, not allow. I will give you space to go out there and continue being great. So if you could be a brand, what slogan would you have?
Stay true to your roots.
Stay true to your roots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what would your brand be? Just you as Zaid yourself, or would you come up with like an innovative product or something that's never been on the market?
No, I think as Zaid myself, yeah.
Okay, so Zaid, yeah. Abrahams, stay true to yourself. I would buy that t-shirt if it was a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So just seeing that there's so many people who are listening right now and so many people who are actually really just excited and very inspired by this conversation, especially in terms of the IMC conference that's coming up in September. What can you just let us in on as to what your focus is going to be at the IMC conference itself?
No, great. And I look forward to meeting you there.
Same.
I'm part of a very exciting panel and we're talking about agency relationships and clients. So I'm client or brand owners as such. And I think the world has moved in so many different places. It's not just about the cost relationship or the contract with the agencies, but it's the actual insights behind each other's business and lives, right?
What struggles
are they going through? What is the company of the brands going through? Where the opportunities may lie? And co-creating magic for the consumer. You know, so there's obviously a lot of things that go wrong, but there's a lot of things that go really, really right with winning relationships. And I'm looking forward to being part of that panel and having quite a rich debate with my panelists.
I'm actually really excited about that panel. I saw it go live on social media and I was like, yes, I would love to tune in for this one. So Zaid, to every person who's listening right now, who's just honestly inspired and really excited about the IMC conference itself, but most importantly about your journey, because first of all, just thank you for taking the time to share your journey as much as you could with all my little weird questions. Thank you for that. But to everyone who's listening right now, who's really inspired and wants to get into the space of marketing and ultimately just following their dreams, what would you leave with them today?
You know what? Keep learning. Learning mindset keeps us young. It keeps us fresh and current and stimulated. Don't be shy of difficult opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can get an assignment that doesn't look amazing or it looks too difficult. Those are where you get the richest learning opportunities. And then also find yourself people to shadow. You may not have a mentor or a coach or something, you know, formalized, but find people to shadow. Say, hey, can I just shadow you on working through this project? You'll be amazed how much you're able to learn. And don't forget, you have a voice. So raise your hand, ask the questions, nothing's beyond, because chances are somebody much more senior than you has the same question, right? So keep that learning mindset going.
And I think even though they probably even have the same question, maybe they've also been afraid to ask the question, because you know how sometimes people feel like, oh, maybe this might be a stupid question. Let me just keep it to myself. So you have heard it from Zaid himself. Please keep learning, speak up and learn as much as you can along the way. Zaid, thank you so, so much for your time. We are excited about the IMC conference on September 15th. Please get your tickets if you haven't already. There's just so much more that we can take away from great professionals in the industry like Zaid himself. Have a lovely day, hey?
Thank you so much.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.